It's in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. We're back at it on the Facebook. It's always a delight to see people who really don't like each other to exploit themselves for everyone.
Absolutely. We find these fights on Facebook, read them aloud just for you, and then see if we can get these two people or three people on air and see if they could hash it out.
Yes. All right. Today we have a triple play. We have Julia, Russ, and Greg. I'll play Julia.
And I will play Russ.
And I guess that leaves me with Greg.
All right. Here we go. Wow. I don't even get how this happened. I'm a hot little piece, and I've never had anyone reject me before today. There must be something seriously wrong with Russ to say no to me. He should be begging me to get back out with him. Instead, he lies to me. Whatever, dude.
Wow. I can't believe that happened to you, Jules. Any guy would be lucky to have you. Message me if you ever want to talk at all.
Okay, first off, Greg, you little priss, stop trying to be that guy. She's not going to date that creepy dude who stalks her online and keeps pictures of her in his wallet. As for you, Julia, we work together. Sorry, but that's a whole load of drama I don't want to deal with.
First of all, my name is not Julia, it's Julia. You don't even know what you're missing. Actually, I'm glad you said no. Now I know what a f***ing loser you are. I can live without that. Thanks.
Actually, swiggity swooty, I know you are missing me. I'm missing having to deal with you over your dramatic ass. You're only mad because you broke up with your last boyfriend to be with me, and I'm not into girls who treat people like that. You might not be on the outside, but you are butt ugly on the inside.
No wonder you're going to be alone if this is how you treat people. Who are you to call anyone ugly, by the way? I could play connect the dots with your blemishes on your face.
All right, I'll rest my case.
Can I just step in here for a sec? I felt kind of bullied by what you said before, Russ. I'm not trying to date Julia. I just think she's a cool person, and I'm just trying to be a good friend. Thank you.
No, you're not trying to be a fallback guy. She's pitiful because she doesn't have any other options. I advise you to read above and then rethink your whole life, Greg.
Very nice, you guys.
Thank you.
Very nice, thank you. That's good. That's a good one.
I think every girl.
What is going on?
I think every girl out there has been in this situation.
You think?
Oh yeah. Yeah, the guy that just sort of messages you like, "Hey, if you ever want to talk."
No, I don't want to talk to you. Yep. That's why I have my girlfriends. And now we have Julia on the phone. Good morning, love. How are you?
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Hi.
All right. Oh, you sound very nice.
She does. I sound very
nice.
So what is going on, okay, with you and Russ?
I mean, honestly, I'm going to have to hear it from him because he's being a total jerk. And I don't know why. He's talking smack to my friend, and I don't know why. Mm-hmm. Like, he should be thankful that I even gave him the time of day.
Right.
True. Well, Russ, do you have anything to say about that?
Oh, come on. That is such garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I honestly gave you the time of day. I was doing you a favor.
What?
By giving you a little rebound after you left your boyfriend.
Have you looked in the mirror?
Oh, jeez.
Have you looked in the mirror?
Oh, jeez. Why did you say no to her?
Are you kidding me? I'm not trying to get with anyone at the office. Like that's all sorts of drama that I'm just not trying to deal with. I'm much more mature. You know, I'm too mature and too smart for that.
Well, I mean, as long as at least you know not to dip it in the company ink. That's important.
A lot of people do.
Yeah,
afraid to go into the closet some days.
Causes issues. We won't go there, but it causes issues. You know,
just, it does. Oh. It does.
I mean, but like, really, if you are as mature as you claim to be, I am too. Like, we could have found a way to work around it. You know,
there you go.
Here's the thing now, everybody, though, that's at your job now that's connected with you guys on Facebook all knows what's going on between you two.
Mm-hmm.
Look, well, there you go. There you go, Russ.
There you go,
thanks,
Russ.
No, but this is why I ended it. This is why. Like, Julia, like, immediately, like, this honestly just confirmed everything that I thought about her.
Right.
I was like, you know what? Maybe this is the wrong decision. Maybe she is a good person. And then as soon as I break up with her, she does this petty thing by posting on Facebook.
Wow.
And just getting so mean. And I was like, oh, great. I was right.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Are you guys cubicle partners?
No. My God.
Okay. Honestly, Russ, like, you're the one making yourself look like a total jerk, insulting my friend.
Come on, Russ.
Oh, I hope she's not
cool. That is not true. I wish you could see. You can see the words. You can go back and read the words that you said. And I just want you to read them. I think you'll understand who's at fault here.
I'm not going to let you task me with reading. Like, what the hell?
Oh, yeah, my bad. So sorry. Wouldn't that be so bad for you?
Well, I was just suggest that maybe you block each other on Facebook, and then if you ever see each other, you can just do the talk to the hand.
Or just keep it professional.
Classic.
You know.
Or be professional.
I think this fighting just means they're even more attracted to each other.
Probably.
Than they
oh, there it You're is. You're so going
to
do it.
Take it to Pound Town.
Woo!